Hello everyone. Today we continue our series on the Rambam's Sefer HaMitzvos with the 32nd mitzvah, the mitzvah to honor Kohanim. Many of us are quite familiar with the halacha or the law or custom that the first aliyah of any Kriyas HaTorah is traditionally given to a Kohen. The Kohen gets what is called Rishon. Similarly, whenever there is a Zimun, whenever there are three or more adult men that have to say Birchas HaMazon, that have to bench, the honor is traditionally given to a Kohen. And the source for this custom, the source for this obligation, comes from a pasuk in Emor. The parsha of Emor begins, it opens with the laws pertaining to the Kohen, how they are different than the rest of the Jewish people. They are held to a higher standard, and there are certain laws that the Kohanim and the rest of the Jewish people have to have and have to follow to underscore and highlight and reinforce that higher status, that extra level of sanctity that the Kohanim have. And so the Pasuk, after giving several laws that the Kohanim have to follow, including not coming in contact with a corpse, with a dead body, the the Torah also says, v'kidashto, that you need to sanctify the Kohen. And so the Gemara asks, well, how are we supposed to sanctify the Kohen? And the Gemara gives certain examples of ways that we are supposed to show that the Kohen is different than the rest of the Jewish people. And so some of those examples include that when there is a Birchas HaMazon, when somebody has to bench, we honor them with leading the benching, and similarly, we honor them with having the first aliyah of a Kriyas HaTorah. So following this, the Rambam says that the mitzvah is to honor the children of Aaron. The language of the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs is, Shetzivanu l'chabed zera Aaron, that Hashem, the Torah, has commanded us to honor the descendants of Aaron, l'fo'aram, to glorify them, u'linosa'am, and uplift them, v'shenasim madregasam madrega kodemes v'rishona, and to put them, to put their status in society as first. And then the Rambam proceeds to give those examples. So from the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos, the mitzvah would ostensibly be to honor the children of Aaron, to show respect to the children of Aaron, to Kohanim, in various ways. The Rambam in the Yad HaChazakah, though, has a slightly different formulation. The Rambam in his code of laws, in the halachos of serving in the Beis HaMikdash, he also mentions this mitzvah. And understandably, he says that there is a mitzvah to honor and to show respect to Kohanim. However, he does have a slightly different formulation, and he adds a lot more information, which seems to give the mitzvah a slightly different spin. The Rambam, in the fourth chapter of the laws of working in the Beis HaMikdash, he says, HaKohanim huvdalu michlal halaviyim la'avodas hakarbanos. So all of Shevet Levi was separated from the rest of the Jewish people to serve in the Beis HaMikdash, and the Kohanim were a subgroup of Leviim that were further separated to serve in the capacity of offering karbanos, of offering sacrifices. And the Rambam says, U'mitzvah sasehi lahavdil hakohanim, to separate the Kohanim, ulekadisham, and to sanctify them, vilahachinam likarban, and to prepare them or to invest them with the responsibility of bringing karbanos, of bringing sacrifices. And the source is, as we said before, vikidashto, that we should sanctify him. And then the Rambam says, "Vitzarech kol adam miYisrael," and every Jewish person needs linhog b'hem kavod, to treat them with honor, ulahakdim osam l'chol davar shebikdusha, and to give them the first honor, first dibs, if you will, whenever there is something holy that comes up, such as Kriyas HaTorah or benching. So many of the commentaries on the Rambam note that there's a slightly different formulation. In the Sefer HaMitzvos, it seems like the main focus of the mitzvah is to honor them, l'chabed zera aron, to show honor to the Kohanim. But based on the formulation of the Rambam in the Yad HaChazaka, the emphasis is quite different. It seems to be that the mitzvah is the kedusha, is to have the Kohanim become sanctified, and that sanctification comes about primarily because of the through the offering of karbanos. Just to back up, we can review the language again. That is a positive mitzvah, or mitzvah haseh lahavdil hakohanim, to separate the kohanim, ulakadsham, and to sanctify them, ulahachinam lekarban, and to prepare them for offering sacrifices. And then only after all of that does the Rambam say, oh, and because of that, we have to show them honor. There's a mitzvah to show them honor by giving them first dibs of reading the Torah and benching. So the focus seems completely different. In the Sefer HaMitzvos, the focus is on showing honor to them. And in the Yad HaChazaka, the focus is on sanctifying them by bringing karbanos. So which one is it? And some mefarshim, some commentaries say that the Rambam changed his mind, that when he wrote the Yad HaChazaka, he changed his mind and he retracted his opinion from what he said in the Sefer HaMitzvos. I think, however, that there is another option, which one could argue that the Rambam didn't actually change his mind. He didn't switch his opinion around. But rather, there's a more narrow focus and a broader focus. If you look at the language carefully of the Rambam in the Yad HaChazaka, the mitzvah is to separate the children of Aaron, to essentially make the Kohanim a separate group of Jewish society, an elite group, with Kedusha, with holiness. That comes to its fullest manifestation when they offer karbanos, when they act as agents of the Jewish people to bring sacrifices to Hashem in the Beis HaMikdash. However, in order to get to that stage, there needs to be other actions and other laws and other customs that are done in order to separate them and to show that the Kohanim are a different group in society and have a higher level of Kedusha. And we do that, we accomplish that separation, that Havdalah, through the actions of mitzvos, of showing honor to the Kohanim by giving them the opportunity to bench first and to read the Torah first. In other words, the primary ma'aseh ha-mitzvah, the action that we do to fulfill the mitzvah, is as the Sefer HaMitzvah says, is by showing honor to them. But that is just the ma'aseh mitzvah. That's just the action of the mitzvah, what we do. But the kiyum ha-mitzvah, the fulfillment of the mitzvah, the end goal of the mitzvah, so to speak, is not just for us to honor these people, but rather all of these actions and customs that we follow to honor the Kohanim, the end goal is to distinguish them and to invest them with a higher level of Kedusha, to separate them into a new elite group in society that is able to offer karbanos to Hashem. So just to clarify, the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos is talking about the Ma'aseh Mitzvah. He's talking about the action of the mitzvah, which is to honor the Kohanim. And in the Yad HaChazaka, where the Rambam focuses on the separation and on the Kedusha, that is the Kiyum HaMitzvah. That is what we're ultimately hoping to fulfill as a result of our actions. So that, I think, is how the Rambam characterizes the mitzvah of Kohanim. And if we take a step back and we think back to another mitzvah that we had many months ago, and that is comparing it to the mitzvah of the Levium serving in the Beis HaMikdash. And I had mentioned there that the Levium and Kohanim were very different in terms of how they were separated to do and perform the service in the Beis HaMikdash. The Levium needed to only accept upon themselves that they were completely dedicated to God, and to accept upon themselves all of the laws and rules that accompanied that. And once they accepted that, then they were considered to be fully fledged Levim. They could serve in the Beis HaMikdash, and they had then all the rights and privileges associated with being a Levi. In other words, you needed to be separated first, you needed to distinguish yourself first, and then you got all the privileges of being a Levi. By the Kohen, as we see over here, and as we said back there, it's the exact opposite. The Kedusha had to be invested in the Kohanim first. All of these activities had to be invested in them first in order, as a preliminary stage and as a foundation for the separation to take place, as opposed to the Levium, where the separation took place first, and then all of the customs and laws and privileges that reflected their distinguished status followed after that. The Havdalah by the Levium was a prerequisite for the Kavod, as opposed to by the Kohanim, where the Kavod was a prerequisite for the Havdalah. And as we explained back then, that reflects a difference in their Kedusha. By the Levium, the Kedusha, the sanctity that they had, was based on who they were as people, and once they had that status, then they were allowed to serve in the Beis HaMikdash. By the Kohanim, serving and bringing karbanos to God is not something that is innate. Humanity needed to proactively invest people with that Kedusha, with that status, in order for that status to actually take place. And that is the difference between a Kohen and a Levi. A Kohen needs to essentially train, and not only physically train, but needs to be spiritually trained in order to even begin serving in the Beis HaMikdash, as opposed to by a Levi, where they're, so to speak, born into that status, and then they need to work as their role in the Beis HaMikdash. And as we also mentioned, the Zohar has a custom that when the Kohanim duchen, that before the Kohanim do Birchas Kohanim, there's a custom that they're supposed to wash their hands from a Levi. And the reason is because a Levi has an innate Kedusha, as opposed to the Kohen, which needs to receive the Kedusha from other people, from the Jewish people, and through their own activities and through their own actions. And therefore, we add Kedusha from a Levi to the Kohen in order for to uplift the Kohen to be as an agent for all of Klal Yisrael. So once again, during the 3 weeks, we have the custom to learn about the Beis HaMikdash and to reflect on the magnitude of the loss of that we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, what it means for us as individuals, what it means for us as members of Jewish people and as humanity in general. And through learning these halachos, we should gain a deeper appreciation for the Beis HaMikdash, and hopefully we'll be able to carry out more of these mitzvos and customs in real life, and not just learning it. Have a wonderful week.